Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, I'm jumping in with the wonderful Mariah, my co-host and marketing manager of my dance studio, to ask her a quick three questions about branding and how to best incorporate them in your dance studio, and maybe a couple of little quick changes you could make this week in your studio to better know your brand and be able to build on your dance studio. So let's jump into today's episode. Hello, Mariah. Welcome.
Hi.
Now, this is going to be a very quick episode. So my first question for you today is, how can dance studios effectively communicate their brand message to their target audience? Or what are some strategies that you think are really working at the moment to be able to do that?
I think something that we just started implementing was making sure that ages, specifically who you're targeting, is on everything that you do. So if you're doing a Facebook post specifically about your petite program, make sure you've got on there 2 to 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Instead of marketing to people that could have a
8-year-old, yeah, and not know what,
or they're just scroll, or you're targeting the right people but they're scrolling right past because it doesn't speak specifically to them. Like, I remember one that we saw when we went to training was like, are you turning 2 this year? And it sort of goes, yes, I am. Yep. Or yes, my
child
is
turning 2 this year.
And then that sort of sparks an idea in them and gets them looking at you.
Perfect. Next question. What are some effective branding strategies that a dance studio owner or dance studio business could implement to stand out in such a competitive market currently?
Having maybe like for us, like we have a symbol that sort of differentiates us to everyone.
Ours is a lightning bolt.
Ours is a lightning bolt and it's everywhere.
Like, I live it. It's on my car keys, on my phone.
And everywhere. That's what I'm going to say. Put it everywhere. Mm. Get people knowing who your brand is just by looking at the bolt, or just by looking at your symbol, or looking at your logo. Mm. Put it on a shirt, put it on a key ring, put it on a sticker, put it on this, put it on that.
Be proud of it.
Yeah. And then just push that out there and they're going to know exactly who they're speaking to. And I would just say, make that symbol something that is in line with your brand. Don't randomly go and decide to create a rainbow if you're a black and white company. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I would say, yeah.
Amazing. And lastly, quick fire questions. Mm-hmm. How important is it for dance studios to define their unique brand identity, and how can they go about doing it?
So important. I think pretty much like what you just said in the last question is that they're going to get lost. Mm. If they don't have a clear brand and something that's fresh, maybe it's time to update
your
logo.
You don't have to be completely new, but it might be able to take that to a local company, or you might have someone really creative in your business or a friend that could just essentially zhuzh
and
it.
Just like as people, we change and that's fine. We grow and we're not stuck in, you know, I don't even know.
Yeah, we're not stuck in the years past. Ago when we started.
Yeah, like it's completely different. Yeah. And there's so many new technologies now and different things that you can get involved with. So I think maybe having a look at your branding, is it still true to you? Mm. And because if it's true to you, you're going to love it and you're going to want to put it everywhere, like we just said in the last question.
And that's something I think I feel more now than I ever did before.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, again, it doesn't mean you have to do a completely new name or anything. You might look at your logo and, again, you might be able to find that little symbol or that little thing or sometimes like an acronym.
Yeah.
You might be able to reinvent it. Or, again, we're not the – well, you are, but like me and the other dance studios are not the expert on creating that digital kind of visual. So going to someone who can help with that, they're probably going to see and think of an idea that you didn't have.
Yes.
And like I love like dances and logos and stuff, but sometimes like I've seen ones where it's like clearly like a tutu, but they've sort of shifted what they're focused on and they sort of only do like acrobatics and jazz and hip hop now. So it's not whilst – yes, it's easily identifiable as a tutu. People are probably assuming then you're more ballet oriented, which is nothing wrong with that, but just something to keep in mind. And if you're obsessed with your brand, live it. Put it everywhere. Make it like front of mind for everyone. Be proud and share it as much as you humanly can.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me today, Mara.
No worries.
That was sort of a first of our quick fire questions. Yeah. I like it. What a fun little.
I know. I was fully on the spot. I had no idea what Claire was about to ask, but that was great.
Let's do quick fire questions more.
Yeah.
Great idea from me.
It was.
Thanks for joining me today, guys. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.